Welcome back to the best in paranormal talk radio, Darkness Radio. Tim Dennison for Dave Schrader, who's back on Monday when we'll be taping live on tape, and taping live from the Minnesota State Fair, otherwise known as the Great Minnesota Get-Together, where lots of sweaty Minnesotans get together and eat a lot of deep-fried foods in our overweight forms to, just celebrate obesity during the middle of summer, or the end of summer, as we cruise headlong into Labor Day. I don't know what that's all about, really, Karen. I don't know.
It sounds like you have good weather, at least.
We had wonderful weather today. It was in the low 70s. It was nice and cool. We weren't letting our fat rolls hang over our shorts today. It was in tank tops. It was beautiful. We were all modestly clothed today, and we were able to look at ourselves. So it was fun. Joe got a kick out of that one. Otherwise, it's like obesity on parade. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's the Great Minnesota Sweat Together, and it's not pretty. What was that show? Oh, it's like watching Half Naked Honey Boo Boo is what it's like when you go to Minnesota.
I will say this: the people in Minnesota are the kindest, nicest people. And by the way, a lot of my family is from Minnesota.
So
shout out to Minnesotans.
Thank you for redeeming me on air. Then I
absolutely
appreciate that. I was going down a spiral that I didn't want to go down.
I pulled you out.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I that was my birthday heel promo. And speaking of wrestling promos, September 10th, IWI returns to the Haunted Historic Mounds Theater. Yours truly is the vice president and MC of the evening. And the big main event is Ring of Honor star Steve Corino, his son Colby Corino, also a Ring of Honor star, versus our IWI champion Ryan Cruz and 6% body fat, and which, by the way, will not gain any more than that during the state fair. Rob James, that tag team match is the big main event for IWI. You can get your advance tickets at moundstheater.org. Those tickets are going very quickly, folks, so get your tickets right now, 2 weeks away from that. Get them at right now, moundstheater.org. Karen Dullman is our guest, and we will open up phone lines here shortly at 651-989-5855. Now, I want to explain stuff to folks here. Besides Joe, I'm the only one here. Joe is not my phone screener. Joe is my friend. So don't expect me to be lightning fast, answering phones. We're going to do this Art Bell style, Karen. You remember how Art used to do this?
So basically, I absolutely do. I love it.
Right. So what we'll do is basically I'll pick up the phone and go, caller, where are you calling from? And, it's basically going to be unscreened for the first call or two. So and then as you're doing what you're doing for that person or answering that question, I will pick up other calls and load them in.
Great.
Yeah, so pretty much we're just we're flying by the seat of our pants tonight is what we're doing. It's just so you're aware and I'm aware and everybody else out there in Radio Land is aware. Here's where I want to go with this, Karen, just for this first segment or half a segment, because we don't have another break here for another 20 minutes or so. A lot of people are distraught when their pets pass away, and it's a hugely emotional time in their life. Much so like when they would lose a child. And it takes a fair amount of their lifetime to get over. A lot of people will call in and they'll want to know, sometimes I think people are afraid to ask psychics whether their pet is still with them, whether their pet visits them, whether their pet wants to come back as another pet. I think people sometimes are feel like there's a bit of ridicule that may come with it, or a bit of shame from some people who are like, oh, come on, because there are some people out there who do get a little too harsh with pet owners that don't realize that there's that strong of a bond between a pet owner and their pet, that there is that strong bond there. And I think that some people aren't as sensitive to pet owners when it comes to things like that. So I would ask you, and I'll ask a lot of the same questions that I know that we're going to get tonight. And that is, when it comes to, and we had Barry Sturm on recently. We just talked briefly about animal communication from the other side. Is there a certain amount of time, when we talk about human reincarnation, we talk about souls that go to the other side, and then there's this, there's no, infinite amount of waiting time before the soul reincarnates. But is there a certain amount of time before an animal soul decides it wants to come back, before it's time to take a new form?
You know, there can be. Okay, so as you recall, Tim, my background is a psychotherapist, and I used to do past life regression work for years with hypnosis. And so I worked with a lot of people on this about their in-between lives, past lives, future lives, et cetera. It's really no different from the animals. They just don't communicate like humans. Yet they do continue on. I want everybody to know this is what I've been told. Spoken to many pets that have passed on. And they when they die, the animal that's left behind, like let's say you have two in the house, that animal does feel a sense of sorrow, like missing, I would call it that, more like missing that companion. So there is a feeling. These animals have feelings. They feel things. And so when the one that moves on, they're aware that they're still there, and often the one who's still in the household will see that pet, will experience and feel that pet. I've had these experiences myself with my, I had two sets of cats. The first set of cats died. Several months later, after the last one died of that set, I got a new set, and I've seen the animals come back. I've felt them on my bed. I know people will have the same experience. I talk to a lot of people about this, and they do continue on. So when they die, they don't see it as death. All the spirits tell me we humans are the only one that see it as a finality, that we die and then we're dead. But some of us are beginning to be more open to the idea that we continue on, and they do too. They, if you want to call it heaven, if that's what you want to call it, the next place of transition, they're there. They will be there waiting for you. In fact, they're there with all the other loved ones. They continue on, and they can choose to have other incarnations. We talked to Reed, whose cat did pick him, and he feels that too, and I feel that as well. But it wasn't his, that reincarnated pet. Now, people do have pets that want to come back and reincarnate, and that does happen. I'm working on a story about that. Which I had experienced talking to the cat before it died, in between lives, and then now as a new cat with a different name, but very similar traits, which is really interesting. So all these things happen just like they do for humans.
Is there instances where a pet will not come back? Like maybe it's time for them to move on, and should a pet owner not be disappointed or not be heartbroken if they don't come back?
Yeah, never be heartbroken, because the animal's here for their purpose, too, in their own evolution. And, yes, there's times when they will not reincarnate and come back. There's times when they go on to another existence as well. We're all just energy. At that point, they're pure energy, just as we are as well. And they may have other evolutionary directions to go with their energy as opposed to coming back in another physical incarnated body, just like humans have that same choice. So, yeah, you would have to look at it that way, that they always do exist. Yet they may not come back as a physical animal into your life, and they may not come back onto this planet as an animal as we know it.
Now here comes, I had somebody write me during the break. And again, you can give us a call right now, 651-989-5855. If you have any question for Karen Dahlman regarding animals, alive or dead, or animal communication, are you open to doing readings at this point here, Karen?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll do readings for you. Are you ready to do that?
I'm ready. I'm ready if you're ready. I just, I'm thinking here. I got a pen. The way this works, too, explain to people real quick how the Ouija board reading would work. I know we're going to encourage people, too, to have a pen and paper ready at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tim and I talked about this earlier. So how this works is my partner and I are sitting here, and I like to work with a partner, although you can use a board by itself. You can talk to me about that later. Write me questions about it. We've already done an opening prayer. We've already worked with the board energy tonight because I wanted to have a message for you when we first started this show. Mm-hmm. So the spirits are here waiting. You can ask any questions you want. You can talk to your pets if you like. Any questions. They have an answer, and if they're not sure, they'll say the answer's unknown. I mean, I've gotten that before. But what happens when I do a session, if anybody's seen me do live sessions, it works relatively quickly. I will spell out the letters where you can follow along, and I encourage you to get out a piece of paper and a pen, something to write with, because I will say those letters out loud. So you can't see us, but I'll say the letters out loud so you can write them down, and you'll get the message just as I'm receiving it. I have no idea what they're going to say. I let go. My partner lets go. We just allow the energy to come through. So whenever you guys are ready, we'd be welcome to take some messages.
Okay, let me read the message I got from Jean. Okay.
Okay.
She writes me and says, "Tim, I had to put my cat down last night. We brought him home to bury him. he was still alive. He had a heartbeat and was breathing. Had to bring him back into the vet. The vet couldn't believe it. They gave him more medicine and told us he was gone now for sure. They gave us an apology like it wasn't a big deal. My question is, if you can ask Karen, is would an animal in that situation realize what was going on? Like coming home in a box, then going back to the vet, and et cetera, and then being put back down again. Jean says she's very, very upset that this happened, and she feels badly for him, for the cat. The cat's name was Ben.
Oh, well, my heart goes out to you for losing your pet. I understand that heartache. We all do. I want to say that what the animals feel is really the love you have for them. And so even when they're around you and something might not seem right, like it seemed kind of strange what was happening, they feel the love. That is where they go first. They go into the energy feeling center, and they often come from the heart space, and that's how you connect with them. So trust me on this, and trust your own intuitive feeling about this. The animal feels nothing but love from you and the care you have for him as he's transitioning. So if you'd like, we can get a message. That was me just telling you my intuitive feeling. I'd be happy to
sure.
get a message right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Could you reach out to Ben?
Okay. We'll try.
Okay.
Okay, so here we are. All right, so they're already coming through.
All right.
I'm just going to spell the letters as they come, what they said. Okay, Papa's coming through, who is the energy that speaks to the animals. Okay, E. Okay, here we go. Start again. Okay. H, E, B, E. N, K, N, E, W, W, E, L, L, B, E, F, O, R, E, T, H, E, F, I, R, S, T, T, R, I, P, T, O, T, H E V E T T H A T T H I S W A S D O I N G T O H A P P E N H E A L F O K N E W T H A T T go ahead, sorry. I T W I A F L O B E T H A T W A S Y O U R M O T I V A T I O N F O R T A K go ahead I N G H I M T O B E T U T D O W N A S U Y, sorry, Y O U S A Y H E A. Is that right? No. H E, go ahead. H E S A W I T A S A L O B I N G A C T. All right, that's a lot. They have a lot to say.
I see.
So I'm going to read it out loud.
Okay.
And I told you these could be long, but spirits, they really like to give their time.
Okay.
He, Ben, knew well. They said his name. He, Ben, knew well before the first trip to the vet that this was going to happen. He also knew that it was love. That was your motivation for taking him to be put down. As you say, he saw it as a loving act.
Hmm. All right.
They know that we love them so much that we will do what we can best for them, even if it means putting them down when it's time. And they appreciate us for caring for them so much.
All right.
I hope that helps.
I hope so, too. Well, there you go, Gene. If you're listening, that's the message that you got from the other side. You ready for another phone call here?
Absolutely.
All right. I believe we have a question on the line. Let's bring up our caller. Caller, what's your name?
Henry.
Henry, where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. What's your question for Karen?
My question is, I keep it short. I have two dogs that I've had for 13 years, and they've pretty much been a pair their entire little doggy lives. And they love each other. And they're both old. One's 13 and one's 14. My question is, my 13-year-old is appearing to maybe have cancer. His teeth are hurting him. I know he's in pain, and I'm trying to gauge how much pain. The real question is, is he in pain? How much? Mm-hmm. And if so, if the time comes where I have to put my little guy down, should I put them down together?
Oh, bless your heart. Tell me again, what was your name?
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, okay. Let me get a message for you from the Anne-Marie itself, either from the dogs or from interpreter, okay, if you're ready. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Go with me. A spell. You might want to spell out, too. Here we go. T-H-I-S-I-S-A-W... O R L D W H E R E W E H A V E N O B L A N E O or O R, sorry, J U D G E M E N T A N D T H O U G H W E H A D E M E M O R I E F I N S T I N C T I S M U D C. Okay, sorry, is it a D or a C? C, thank you. C H M O R E I M P O R T A N T T H A N A Q U I R E D K N O W L E D G E I F O N E O F U F M T. Is that a T or U? U, thank you very much. F T P A S S O D E R T H E O T H E R W I L L C O N T I N U E T O T H R I V E. Oh, wow, it's a long one. Okay, Henry, this is what he said.
Okay.
This is a world where we have no blame or judgment. And though we have memories, instinct is much more important than a let's see, the old van acquired knowledge. If one of us must pass over, the other will continue to thrive. Does that help, Henry?
Sure. It might. They each have to follow their own path.
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly what they're saying. They each have their own will to thrive.
All right.
I hope that helps.
Does that help?
Yeah. Is he in pain?
Specifically. All right, here we go.
Okay.
She wants to know, is he in pain?
Right.
Okay, here we go. THEATRELATIVE. Just trying to tell you, hold on a second, guys. Thank you for waiting. LOVEANDCARIENDCMAKEFALBEARABLE. Okay. So basically the message is this. Let me get my page back. Flip it around here. Okay. All right. So it said, that is relative, and love and caring makes all bearable.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Good luck with it. My heart goes out to you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's move on. You know what? We're up against the break. So let's do this.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I took a bite of something. That's bad form.
Not the time to be doing that.
Joe brought me a little birthday cake, and I'm like, I'm going to take a bite of birthday cake while they're doing a little reading over here. Bad host form. Bad host form, Kim. So I'm just going to do this here real quick. Karen Dahlman is our guest, and we're taking your phone call, 651-989-5855. And if you'd like to get in touch with your pet, who is, this is really bad form. This is like not what not to do on Radio 101. You've never been on a show before where the host is filling his face with birthday cake, have you, Karen?
No, I can't say I have. But, it's comical. It's fun.
No, you have. If you'd like to get in touch with your pet who is deceased, who has moved on, maybe you have a question about a pet, 651-989-5855. Karen's website, KarenADahlman.com. Check it out during the break. And when we come back, more Ouija readings with your pets coming up on Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the best in paranormal talk radio, Darkness Radio. Tim Dennison for Dave Schrader. Again, we'll be out at the Great Minnesota Get-Together, or Sweat-Together, whatever you want to call it. Monday, 4 to 8 p.m., we're out at Machinery Hill. It's that big AM 1130 booth. Come join us out there. Have something on a stick. Watch us be stupid. We'll be doing Parashare and Supernatural News out there. So join us out there, won't you? Our guest is Karen Dahlman. We are doing... pet readings right now. If your pet is deceased, we're doing some Ouija board readings, and we have some people online. We're also taking questions for Karen, or if you have an experience you want to share with Karen. 651-989-5855. Out of nowhere, Karen, our lines have blown up. We have full phone lines, so let's get to them, shall we?
Let's do it.
We have Jackie on the line who'd like to talk to you. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Go ahead and say hi to Karen and give her your scenario.
Hi, Karen. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I think that my son may be a reincarnation of my dog that I had when I was pregnant. She got an autoimmune disease, and we did everything that we could do to possibly save her, and she passed away a month before I gave birth to my son. And when she was going through her treatments and stuff like that, one of her nails turned black. And, you know, she had all white, you know, toenails, and one of them turned kind of a weird black color. She was also a very beautiful kind of fawn red color. She passed away, and it was really sad. She was kind of my everything, but, you know, I had my son to look forward to. When he was born with a full head of red hair that matched her fur almost to a T. And, you know, and it's like when they come out, you know, you're counting their fingers and their toes and everything like that. And I was looking at my son's fingers, and the same nail that my dog had that turned that black color, the tip of his fingernail was that dark black color. And the doctors couldn't figure it out. And, you know, when he was little, he really seemed like he possessed a lot of the love that she had for us. You know, he's 14 now, and he's still, you know, he's still my special everything. But I really feel like at least a part of her went into him because of how much we loved her. And I was kind of wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, yeah, okay. So when I was working a lot with past life and regression therapy, I did come across some occasions where people wanted to experience what it was like to be an animal, and sometimes animals wanted to, their energy, come forward with people. So I have heard of such scenarios. I don't know how much research is out there with this, but if you think about it this way, the shaman world, they often talk about shapeshifting into animals and then shapeshifting back. And many times they travel and journey as an animal. So I, you know, I'm open to many possibilities, and we can also ask in terms with the spirits and see what they have to say as well. My feeling is that because of your love so much for this animal that had just passed, part of it was able to, I don't mean like the animals in your son, I don't mean it that way at all, but I mean it's like part of the animal's energy, the spirit of it was able to come alive and say, I'm still with you. That's my intuitive feeling. I feel like that's what you're feeling as well.
Yeah, I've kind of always felt that, and you know, he gets a kick out of it whenever I tell the story. it was just so weird, you know, and it's just, you know, she had a lot of really unique qualities, and you know, I feel that he kind of carries them on. So I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. So.
It's very cool. Let's see what kind of message we get for you just about this whole phenomenon. And by the way, as we're talking, the spirits are always listening, and Papa, the oversoul of these animal species, is always listening too. So we're putting our hands back on the planchette, and we'll go ahead and spell out what they have to say. Okay, so here it comes. I-T-I. S-T-H-E-W-I-S-D-O-M-O-F-S-T-H-A-T-H-A-S-N-O-B-E-G-I-N N I N G O or O R E N D T H A T N. Okay. It says, it is the wisdom of Source that has no beginning or end, that you might have this experience, so that the longing of this unique animal would not interfere with the beginning of the life of your son. How does that feel for you, Jackie?
Oh, I just got shivers all over the place. That's amazing.
Me too.
Wow.
So you had two lovely loves. I'm getting major chills through my body, too. You have this beautiful love of the animal and a reminder of the same love with your son coming through. It's really almost a continuation of Source. And that's what Source, thank you, my partner just said, Source gave you that gift. Source is God. It's what all that is. Gave you that gift to have this unique experience between an animal and now a son. And the reminder how everything's really connected. Isn't that beautiful? Wow.
Amazing. Amazing.
Mm.
All right, Jackie. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're up against the break.
Thank you, Jackie.
When we come back, we'll take more of your calls and we'll do more with Karen Dahlman. Remember, during the break, Karen A. Dahlman, DAHLMAN.com. And more with Karen when we come back here on Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the best in paranormal talk radio, Darkness Radio. Tim Dennis in for Dave Schrader. Again, join us out at the Great Minnesota Get-Together this coming Friday, 4 to 8 p.m. We'll be on Machinery Hill at the Twin Cities News Talk booth. And we'll be doing Parashare, Supernatural News. We'll be out there. Bring us anything on a stick. We don't care. We're hungry. We'll take it. Karen A. Dahlman is our guest. KarenADahlman.com is where you can check her out and all of her work that she has been doing over there. Karen, we only have maybe, I'm going to say 13, 14 minutes. Shall we take another phone call here?
Yeah, let's do. I think there's a lot of people waiting in line, and so I really want to get a message or have something to say to us.
Sure. Let's see here. Next up is Anne in St. Paul. Anne, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Go ahead and say hi to Karen and let her
Karen.
Know what you need here tonight.
Okay,
hi, Karen.
I have had the last 10 days of my life have just been horrendous. I got a job. I lost the job. I got sick, and I haven't been able to get over it. My dog died today. And so it's just been, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like I've had 10 gym days in a row, you know, one right after the other. So in any case, that's where I am. My dog died this morning, and I got her down in Mexico. She was a street dog, and I saved her because she was in really terrible shape down there. But I feel like I really kind of didn't give her everything that I wanted to, because I was never in a position financially to take care of her the way that I really wanted to. And I think she knew that. You know, I think she kind of resented the fact that, well, I don't know. So now that she's gone, I just want to make sure that she stays in heaven, that she doesn't try to reincarnate here on earth.
Yeah. And,
you know, and eventually I'll see her again. But, you know, I just want her to stay in heaven. You know, that's where your happiness is, and that's where you belong. And, you know, stay away from earth.
Yes, Anne. I want to say, this is my own intuitive feeling, that your dog really did understand that you loved her, and that was the most precious gift you could have given her. She didn't necessarily feel that before when you got her. So that she knows this. And so we'll see if we can communicate with her, or at least with the consciousness of her being. But also understand that they do continue on. I know it's just me telling you this, but I've had so many experiences with animals that have died, and even the live ones. They know about where they've been. They know about this other side, and they know the animals are there. So that, I just hope that gives you some type of comfort, that she will be in heaven, quote unquote, and when we go, when we pass over and transition ourselves, we get the experiences of what we expect, and if we expect heaven, that's what we're going to get, and your dog will be there. But if you don't mind, let's go ahead and get a message for you.
Sure.
Would that be all right, Anne?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Our hands are going on the planchette. And away it moves. I'm going to spell it out for you. Y-O-U-D-O-Y-O-U-W-E-R-E-M-Y-S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Wow, okay, a lot. So, Anne, this is what it says. We spoke to your dog directly. It's in first person. I will not be back in a live form. Know that I already believe that with that, it's hard to read my writing sometimes. we'll read again if I have to. Already believe that with that, I was in heaven. So look for me in all that you do. You were my salvation. One more time. I will not be back in a live form. Know that I already believe that. I was in heaven. So look for me in all that you do. You were my salvation.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
I'm very grateful. Thanks.
And much love to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ann. We appreciate you calling tonight. It's a powerful message. I mean, especially since the pet just passed away today.
Oh, and the pet came through first person. It doesn't always happen like that. Sometimes, like I said, there's an interpreter comes through, but this animal came through so strongly in first person. And it doesn't mean one animal's more attuned to the person or not. It just means this one needed to, probably for Ann.
Probably.
That's what Ann needed to. Yeah.
Probably. Antonio, Minneapolis, has a question for you, Karen. Hi, Antonio.
Okay. Hi there. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Antonio.
I just wanted to share an experience that I had, and I had never had a animal experience, but I have had other human, you know, spiritual phenomena. There was a lady living in a senior mixed building that I stayed in, and I went to help her with something, and she had her dog there with her who had some medical issues, I believe, that cancer, and he couldn't walk, so he's laying in the kitchen, and I just observed him, and she told me that he was having some issues and that he couldn't walk. And I think within a day or two, the dog comes to me in a dream, and he tells me she won't let me go, and he wants to go. And me being who I am, I tell the lady off the dream and what he said. And, you know, she looked at me and was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, your dog told me he wants to go. You're holding him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because I had never had one, a communication like that with a pet or animal. And I just wondered.
And by the way, Antonio, they do come to us in our dreams, and that's another great way to communicate with animals. That is a beautiful story you just told, how you weren't even ready for this or didn't even know it could happen. And then that's how they'll appear, because the person that owned the animal or was the caretaker was too close to the subject to be able to be maybe open. And plus, like you said, didn't want his dog to die. Who does? But the fact that you felt so comfortable to tell him is really a beautiful part of the story, because I have no doubt that helped him let his dog pass on.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. It's a great story.
Thank you, Antonio. We appreciate the phone call. I believe we might have time for one more here, Karen. We have Jackie in Circle Pines. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I am really good tonight. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Go ahead tell Karen what you need.
Hi, Karen. A little bit of a story real quick. 2 years ago on Sunday, I lost my husband to cancer. And we had a dog that he absolutely adored, and the dog adored him. I think my dog followed him 3 months later from a broken heart. And I want to know if the new dog that I got, who acts like him and acts like my husband combination, was sent to me to be my comfort here on earth.
Oh, well, I got to say, I'm really sorry for your loss. Let's just get right. I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to get right to the message for you. If you're ready, we're going to spell it out for you. Okay, so our hands are on the planchette, and it's going now, Jackie. So I'm going to leave you the letter. T-H-E-R-E-W-A-S-N-O-T-A-B-R-O-K-E-N-H. E A R T R A T H E R T H E D O G W A S N E E D E D O N T H E O T H E R S I D E. Still going. S O T H E T R A N S I T I O N.
C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E. Done. Okay. Jackie, here we go.
There was not a broken heart. Rather, the dog was needed on the other side. So the transition for the one that passed then came back to you when the transition was complete.
Wow.
Does that help? Does that make any sense?
It does, because this dog is just like my buckles and so much like my husband, Spooky. And he's got those big black beady eyes, and they just look at you like, I'm just waiting for you to come and give me a hug. So
there you go.
Anniversary, you guys made my day. You made me so wonderful and special, so thank you.
Yes, just know that love always continues on. It never leaves because of transition. Just always know that.
Absolutely. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Jackie. Appreciate the phone call. With that, we're up against the clock here, Karen. Thank you for everything you did tonight. That was very special, and I know a lot of people appreciated what you did tonight. Even the advice with how they can get in to be able to communicate with their own pets, which is very, very helpful as well, and form that bond with them at home.
Absolutely. You know, this is a passion of mine, being able to reach into the other realms and have these kind of communications where people can actually heal or, you know, step into their greatest self. So, Tim, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a joy, and it's been great talking to your audience and with you this evening. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for spending my birthday with me.
That was a
lot of fun. I appreciate that. Again, KarenADolman.com is the website. Be sure to check out Karen there and follow her on all of her stuff that she's doing with communication and communication with animals, with aliens, with Bigfoot, whatever she's doing out there in the field with the Ouija board. And check her out in her many appearances, even on other programs as well. Monday night, folks. Actually, Monday afternoon, 4 to 8 p.m. out at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. We'll be at the State Fair at the Twin Cities News Talk booth on Machinery Hill. Come join us. 4 to 8 p.m. we'll be taping out there. And we'll be doing news and parashare out there on Monday. Come see us. Come eat with us. Come hang out with us. That's Monday on the best in Paranormal Talk Radio, Darkness Radio.